This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January 15, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda is my remarks for this year, and I was told that I must make remarks, so I will promise I'll keep them fairly short for everybody. What is important about this year in many ways is this year will be the 40th anniversary of the FEC, and as we mark what is a really important milestone, I think it's worth that we remember what the essential purpose of the FEC is. And that purpose is to protect our democracy by ensuring a level playing field where everybody in the political process abides by the same set of rules, by providing predictability and clarity to those involved in the political process, and by disclosing who is behind political messages. The FEC exists to serve the public, but for too long, it's been a cloistered agency that only hears mainly from certain stakeholders with a direct interest in the commission's actions, but rarely interacts with the public. In my 40 years of law practice at all levels of government and also in private practice, I've learned that it's crucial to hear from experts, business leaders, and just other members of the general public of all walks of life, all perspectives, to make thoughtful policy decisions, which is what we do. And this is particularly important here at the FEC, I think, because what we do is fundamental to our democracy and has an impact on all people. So what we need here is more public voices and more speech. To accomplish this, I've suggesting a few things, and I've done a few things. I've asked staff members throughout the agency to assess what we do now to engage stakeholders and the public, to see whether it has been effective, and to make recommendations about how to improve. And hopefully we'll be getting a report in the next few months, and this is not going to be a burdensome task, but we'll be getting a report on what it is that they think we can do to have more outreach. In the same spirit, I'm going to continue the town hall meetings that were held by Commissioner Goodman and I think previously by Commissioner Hunter to bring people in to the FEC on a variety of topics to talk about issues that are of concern to us throughout the year. And then right now, the public has a one-of-a-kind opportunity to express their views on campaign finance policy directly to the commissioners. I want to hear what people think about disclosure and many other issues that relate to campaign finance. And we've received, as of last count, which was a few days ago, over 17,000 written comments so far, a strong indication to me that people really do care about what the FEC does and what our issues are. The deadline is at midnight. Thank you, Dov. Midnight today.
Is that Eastern time?
Is it Eastern
yes.
time? Oh, I'll have to. Everyone who's streaming this live, midnight Eastern time today. And the public hearing is going to be on February 11th. I encourage all people to share their views with the FEC and to sign up to testify on February 11th. Also, technology is another priority. Many people know, and you know, I've made it clear and said it a lot of times, that from the first day I arrived here, I saw an agency that is woefully behind when it comes to technology, both in our internal own technology for, you know, what we give to the public and what we do, but also in our decision-making process about technologies used in campaigns. We're living in an era of digital currencies, mobile advertising, online fundraising, Act Blue, and yet the FEC is in an era of microfilm and telegrams. Technological innovation is changing politics and campaign finance for the better, I believe. And we must be informed by listening to experts and gathering views about emerging technologies. Along with many of my colleagues, I'm looking forward to a symposium in the Bay Area on February 19th and 20th, which will be an incredible opportunity for us to hear from leading technologists and scholars about technology's impact on the future of campaigns and on civic engagement, which is what many of these innovations are for, and which is what we should all be favoring, increased civic engagement in this country. I'm also committed to continuing to try to find common ground with my fellow commissioners. Thanks to the great work last year of Commissioner Hunter and Commissioner Goodman, the Citizens United McCutcheon rulemaking showed that compromise at the FEC is possible. And I hope that we can build on those efforts and work together to move the agency forward, to provide clear guidance to the public and to the stakeholders about how to comply with the law. And this year, I also will prioritize, and this is a major priority for me, improving communication with our staff. Vice Chair Peterson and I will be holding a series of meetings during the year to increase information given to staff, but even more importantly, to hear what staff thinks and really listen to staff about their concerns and their issues. Each and every employee in this agency provides an incredibly important public service and makes a valuable contribution. And we have to remember that the FEC, as a friend of mine who is a political lawyer said to me a couple of weeks ago, is that the work that we do is breathtakingly significant, and it is. The FEC really does matter. I look forward to working with everybody, staff, the public, all of the commissioners, and please take a fortune cookie as you leave, or lots of fortune cookies, because the crowd does not seem to be overflowing. So you can take 10 fortune cookies and get the best one. Mine that I took this open this morning said, "Move ahead constructively," and I hope that we will do just that. Actually, I went through a number of fortunes to find that one, if truth be known. But I won't tell you what the others were. Thank you. Let's see. Is that it? Okay. Ms. Orrick, item number 6. Are there any management and administrative matters to discuss?
There are none, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned, and we will reconvene into an executive session in about 10 to 15 minutes. Thank you. Hit the gavel. I know.